Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, friends and soul family. This is Madam Coach, and as always, I'm excited to be back with you and happy you are joining the conversation today. We have another amazing guest join us today, and her name is Tiffany Keith. Tiffany is the owner of Inner Beats. Tiffany, are you with us?
I am. Thank you.
There she is, and you know what? I am so excited for a lot of reasons to have you on the show. So welcome, because, man, you have some powerful stuff to share with us, and even an amazing event that's coming up in November that we're going to talk about later in the show. But the first thing I want to do is kind of just get you warmed up on the show, get you relaxed, and, you know, allow myself to ask you some questions that there's nothing you can say that is incorrect, because we're going to be talking about you, and that's okay. So you ready?
I am.
Okay. And I want to say, you know, there is a few second delay, so sometimes it feels like we may be, you know, talking on top of each other for a minute. It's just because that there's a delay, you know, between when you may say something, I say something, and it comes in and kind of crashes together, but it's all good. But the first thing I want to do is just kind of bring people to you as an artist. And so that being said, I ask you this question. What inspires you?
What inspires me?
Yes.
Helping people. Seeing the peace that comes into their faces when we've worked together to find a solution to make them feel better or make their hearts feel better. That's what inspires me.
So what would you share with us is your daily spiritual practice?
Well, I try to make a point of meditating every day. That's something I've started doing in the last 2 years, I'd say. And I don't hit the cushion every day, I admit. But I've found that it has made a profound difference in my ability to, well, meditation first teaches you to sit with physical discomfort. And then it teaches you to sit with emotional discomfort. And I'm still taking baby steps. But I'm learning to sit with that feelings and just not let them get control of me. So that's been a big thing for me.
And I thank you for sharing that, because you must have read my mind, because I was going to ask you what is your definition of meditation, because we get so programmed at there's one way to do it. But thank you for describing it and helping people to get a better take on, you know, what meditation does for you and the reason to do it, because it is about being stillness. And, you know, people describe meditation versus prayer. Meditation is being able to listen in that stillness, and prayer is talking to God, talking to the higher source, talking to, you know, the universe. And so you said that quite simple but elegantly, so people can gain a better understanding of that, because a lot of people, you know, have issues and challenges and some beyond that of being able to quiet the mind.
Mm-hmm. I guess you could say prayer is asking the question and meditation is waiting for the answer.
Yeah. See, I love that too, everybody. Say that again, please.
I said, prayer is asking the question, and meditation is waiting for the answer.
Okay, so I want you to know I'm going to borrow that.
That's fine. You have my permission.
Thank you. See, I'm letting you know because, again, there's always another way to make it simple because I truly believe wisdom is common sense. And it's simplicity because God does not speak in big words. You know, we might hear of a big word here and there. It might be something that we're not used to hearing that's not in the modern dictionary. It might be ancient times. But for the most part, God speaks in simplicity. And to me, that means common sense. And then that equals wisdom. So that was wisdom, definitely what you shared because that was powerful. So,
well, you know, even in the Bible, it says, be still and know that I am God.
Yes.
So,
you know how that is, though.
A lot to be said for praying, but there's a lot to be said for just being quiet and being open and being willing to face some of the things inside yourself that are maybe not as pretty. But just being willing to be open to that is very important.
And definitely that's the case. And thank you for pointing that out because, you know, I'm not here, you know, to bash any kind of, you know, better lack of another word, the Bible. Let's just go to it. But there's a lot that, a question that does not have every answer in the Bible. And so, you know, it's important for us to be open to be able to doing that. So to ask those questions, because if we don't ask the question, we definitely cannot hear the answer. And the fact that you say the stillness, now that is in there, but definitely to make that, you know, hit a home run home for people is be still, like you said, and know that I am God. Because that is definitely another way we can interpret you know, meditation. So, again, thank you for that. And you know, my next question would be, what are you proud that you've learned and desire to offer humanity? Because this is what we're doing. This is about affecting a lot of people in the best kind of way with healing the mind, the body, and the spirit. So what are you proud of you've learned and desire to share today?
Well, over the course of the past, I guess almost 2 years now, I've been studying aromatherapy. I'm a certified integrated aromatherapist, which means that I can use essential oils to help with physical pain, illness, so forth, but also on the spiritual and emotional level. But I've also learned, and I'm excited about, the fact that the emotions and the spirit are so tied into the body. And essential oils and Reiki both can help balance all of that out because it's not going to do any good to keep fixing your body when it's your spirit that's broken.
That is the truth right there. That's so true.
You have to work on all parts. You can't just shore up one wall of the house while the other three are falling down.
Right.
It's all tied together. So that body-mind connection, body-mind, spirit, all of it is connected, and it's just amazing. And I'm just really excited to be able to help people bring balance into their life through that.
Tell me something, because you have a pretty intense resume and you hold a BA in English and an MBA. So talk to me and talk to the listeners about what was it? Was it a breakdown or was it a breakthrough that pushed you to this path that you're on right now? Give us a picture of what it looked like before you realized and you saw spiritually that this was direction and this was where you need to go with the feeling and everything showing up that was in, you were headed in the right direction. Tell us a little bit about that background of you.
Well, I grew up in Vermont, and it's kind of there's a lot of hippies up there. So there was a lot of, you know, kind of information out there, but I lived in a very small town. I didn't have a car. It was about 20 minutes drive to the nearest town with a stoplight. I'm serious. It was in the, I lived in the middle of nowhere. I loved it. But this was before the days of the internet, and I really, really, really wanted to be a naturopath. I wanted to learn that, but I didn't know where to go. I remember one day standing in my garden and just being like, I don't know where to go, so I guess I can't do that. And just basically turning my back on all of it.
Wow.
And just saying, all right, well, I'm going to go to school, to college, and I'm going to take English because I like to read. That's a good reason, right?
Right. Okay.
So, and then got a job that I didn't really care for and got my master's because I was bored, to be honest. I wanted to see if I could do it. And, hey, I can.
Wow.
But
that's
then
crazy.
I got another job that it was – the thing I liked about the – I worked in retail pharmacy, and the thing that brought me joy every day was helping people, even if it was just a little old lady who – couldn't find the toothpaste, you know, that was the highlight of my day. And I'm like, okay, I can't keep going like this because what I want to do is help people.
Right.
And instead I'm stocking shelves. So it was a long journey. I was there for 10 years, but I started exploring other paths, and it was just like, all
right,
I've got to do this. So,
I have a question for you. It's so funny because you know I study the art and science of the soul, so there are questions coming to my mind as I'm listening to you. You asked a question, you didn't get the answer, so you seeked out to get a higher education because you were bored. So you got two major degrees, and you got into doing pharmaceutical work, and you were there for 10 years. And during that time, now you're reflecting back, do you see actually how things sort of lined up? Because you know what? No matter what we do, and you said it, because a lot of people go and do things that they don't care about, but in your case, I'm looking out from the outside in, and I'm listening to you, and this work and learning that work and learning, let's say, the flip side of what you do, learning the medical side of it and dealing with the medical aspect of it, you know what? Actually, it sounds like to me you received the answer. None of the stuff that we do is, irrelevant. All of it is. Now, again, obviously, you're talking about pharmaceutical stuff. You know what I'm saying? It doesn't sound like me that that's something you can get in a year or 2 years. It means you have to be in it to win it. You got to be in it to understand it. But guess what you're doing now? Now you are right where you need to be. And I can literally call you up and say, Tiff, excuse me, guys, I call her Tiff. this situation, that situation. And you can bring those two worlds together. Because guess what? All along it was you, Tiffany.
Yep.
Can you see what I'm saying?
I can. It felt like a long detour, but it was a needed one.
I know. Some of us have that because guess what? What's that saying on Spider-Man, the first Spider-Man movie? Great. There we go. I know you know what I'm going to say.
With great power comes great responsibility.
Yes, there it goes.
I'm
there
a Greek. Of course great I know power. This.
it's just an amazing thing. But you know what? It's like that meditation about reflection over. So you know what? For you to be doing what you're doing and for it to take it as long as it's taken, somebody else's journey, you know, they, let's just say they might have had 10,000 jobs and never stayed on no job longer than a year, right? Before they got
mm-hmm.
to be in line with their spiritual path. And but you
right.
were in it to win it for 10 years, because that's a major area to be in and to understand when you're dealing with drugs and how they affect
the body.
Well,
there's that, and then what is it? I think it was Buddha that said nothing will ever go away until you've learned what you're supposed to learn from it. I'm paraphrasing.
Exactly. Oh,
so
that's okay,
there's that also.
That's
so
yeah,
yep.
yeah. So nothing is a loss. Nothing is a loss.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing, nothing, nothing. Even the most simplest job, first job that you had, let's say if you were a paper boy or paper girl, or you worked at, you know, a fast food restaurant like myself. So, you know what? Listen, we got to look beyond what the obvious is and realize the training that we were in for what we're doing now, because everything you were saying is talking about being of service to others. And that's ultimately
right.
what we're here to do.
Mm-hmm.
We're here to be of service to others. So we got to learn somewhere.
Yep. Well, and I don't think that there's any shame in any job. I mean, I have a great respect for everyone, really, but I don't look down on anybody because they want fast food or what have you. I've been there on all of it, so.
Right. And you know what? That's what's important. So when people go around and they look at somebody else, let's say in the case of a janitor, and they look down on them like, oh, look at them. You know what? Obviously, they got a lot of work to do, because they don't understand that person is the most important person in that whole building.
Mm-hmm.
Because that person does a lot of things. That person
yep.
knows a lot of people's business, too. So there's a lot of things to being in that role, that if that person was not there doing what they do, you know what, we all would have an issue. So,
yep.
you know, yeah, let's give respect and let's give dignity where it is most needed, is on what we call the trivial job, that we work really, really hard. But I truly believe that every job is an opportunity to be of service wherever you are on that level to level up, to get to the point of realizing the real job is to be an act of service, is to do something for somebody else and not them expect it, just do it, because that's when things start to show up and come back to
mm-hmm.
you in the laws of attraction, and come back to you is by the good things that you do for other people, not the good things you do for yourself, because obviously that's being selfish, one-sided, and, you know, some people self-centered. So we don't want to go there. We don't want to do that. But I want to ask you, since we're kind of reflecting a little bit, what advice would you give your younger self? All righty then. We had a little issue there, but I think we got everything back online.
There.
All right. Tiffany, there you
are.
I got
kicked off.
Okay. It's okay. If that happens, I got you. Not a problem.
All
I'll put a couple words in there and link it all up, and we'll get back online. But the question I was asking you, about to ask you, is what advice would you give your younger self?
Well, I mean, after talking about all this necessary past stuff, I was going to say something like, you know, listen to that first gut instinct that said, go figure out how to be a naturopath. But, I mean, we've already discussed this whole route that I took was something that was necessary. So I guess just trust the process.
Yes.
That's,
but that's a big thing to do.
It is. It's hard.
Yeah, it is, because we got ego, and we
mm-hmm.
have all this other stuff that's been crammed in our head, sorry but to say, by our families, by our friends, you know, by other people, you know, that's supposed to be in roles of teachers and educators, and then telling you about yourself what you can't do. You know what I'm saying? Don't go
right.
down that path, because that's not for you. But you don't know me like that. How do you know that's not for me? I feel it's for me. I feel that's where, and when that feeling, as you know, it feels good, you know there's something down that path for you. You have to go there and have faith and hope and go down that path and make that connection. And so you're right. We got, and that's why ego is one of the most major parts of being here and living out this human experience, because we got to shut that down. We have to quiet it. We have to learn how to do that. And, again, going back to meditation, meditation helps quiet that ego. It helps putting it in check. And the only other time that ego is 100% sleep is when we're asleep. Because that is when, yeah, that's when we dream. That's when we work out, you know, situations. That's when, if any of us know about astral traveling, when you hear people talk about having the experience of leaving the body, you know, because the soul leaves the body every night. It goes where it needs to go and visits who it wants to visit. And so, you know, that's the only time ego sleeps. Ego only sleeps when we are asleep, or when we have learned at least a basic meditation to be in that stillness. So in that, let's say, you know, the next question would be, what lesson in all of this has taken you the longest to learn?
Well, I would still say it's trust the process and let go. Letting go is an ongoing thing. It's hard. You think you've got it down, and then you turn around the next day, and you're like, I have to do this. So you just have to sit back on your cushion and go, okay, we're just going to sit here for a while.
That is so true. And you know what? And you know what? When it here's the thing, it's this simple, getting ready back to go to wisdom. When it shows up and keeps showing up, you know what that means, Tiffany? That means we still got work to do. That means we haven't truly fully got that lesson, and we still have work to do, because when it stops showing up, and then, you know, there's a lot of lay time in between when that shows up again. When it does show up a little bit, it's just a test. It's a test to help us to go, hey, are you sure you got this? Let's see if you got this. I'm just going to give you a little test. You know, so, you know, that's the two ways it shows up. If it keeps showing up and those kind of people keep showing up that challenge you in those ways, that's because you haven't gotten the lesson. You need to focus in on, and you need to really work with that. But, again, you need to call on the higher source. Call on heaven to help you, because that's what heaven is there for, to help us through this experience, to help us connect to those things. And if, you know, you don't get yourself in line with that, ask a question. And not all the time, as you know, it's going to show up the way you think it's going to show up, because you didn't hear the answer, but yet you said, hey, I'm going to go and do it this way. But guess what, Tiffany? That was the way you were supposed to do it.
There you go.
It took 10 years, but that's okay, because you got it, girl. You got it now. You got all of that. So with all that said, at this point right now and what you know, do you believe in coincidence?
You know, I really don't. I don't. I think everything happens for a reason.
A reason.
Huh?
Okay, there you go. No, you just said it. You just said it. As you were saying it, I was asking the question. So you just said it. You know, everything happens for a reason. In perfect timing, it happens. And that is just, you know, it's amazing when synchronicity comes together and you go, wow, that's crazy. How did that happen? Well, I call that God's timing, because the only way it could be that perfect is in God's timing. So we talked about, you know, advice, you know, you would give your younger self and other things, but let's look at this whole situation, and probably your answer may be the same, because it makes sense, but let's see. You know, this whole experience here in Earth School, Earth Plane is Earth School. So that being said, what has Earth School taught you to this point in your life?
That everything is going to be okay. I may not see where the path leads, and some of it may not be fun. A lot of it may not be fun, because that's kind of what being here is about. But it's going to be okay. At the end of the day, at the end of my life, everything will be fine.
Yeah.
And anything that I'm worrying about today is not helping anything in the future. I can't change the past, so just be, which is where my business name came from, actually, Inner Be, just being.
Yeah, just be. And you know what?
Just be.
That's so important. That is so important, and that's powerful. You know, normally, that's one thing I can say, you know, the relationship and the amazing spiritual partners and spiritual mentors that I've met so far on my journey. You know, when we come up with a business name, when it comes to that, it's a connection. It's a really deep connection that we have.
Mm-hmm.
The reason why we pick what we pick is not something, you know, right off the, you know, top. It's something that, you know, is gaudy, over the top, or relates to materialism. We know where that's coming from. But when you are aligned with a holistic work, you are making, you've already made that connection, and you want to step out in that and let people know, hey, this is where I'm at. So Inner Be can also be said in the power of now or in the present moment.
Mm-hmm.
Because like you said, you can't change the past, but you can change the future. That's where the destiny comes. And guess what? Yes, don't hold on to the worries, because the worries only manifest more worries and manifest stress. That's all ego-based. And that word that a lot of people don't understand, I'm going to say it, surrender. It's definitely something that is a challenging thing to do and understand it. It doesn't mean give up. It means surrender it, because you do not have any more charge to change anything. But surrender it to God.
Mm-hmm.
Surrender it all. And say, God, whatever your will is, let it be done. Speak that over your life. And when you can get in that realm, and it's not easy. Let me tell you something. You and I have had conversations, and Lord knows I've been there. He knows I have been there a few times. And it is not the most easiest thing to do, because, you know, we've got to be deprogrammed in this human experience to go, wait, we have another side to us. We're actually beings of light. We're beings of light, and that's where we look. That's where our image is of God, because God is energy. God is light. There's no darkness in God, you know. So people go, you know, in his image. We are in his image. But people need to reawaken that, and that's why we have to go through this process, and that's why it takes tough things to wake some of us up, a lot of us up, and we have to go through the breakdown so that we can go through the breakthrough and reconnect to our higher self, because we all have one. So, you know, the next question I want to ask you is, do you believe in angels?
Sometimes. I don't know what to call them. Yeah.
Okay, so give us your definition, to that answer. What would you say? Again, this is about you, Tiffany. So what is your experience?
Well, I mean, we've talked about my little feather thing, which I guess I can share.
Yes, please.
Back in, I don't know, February or March, I was just feeling really lost because nothing was working, nothing I was trying was happening, and I was thinking I'd made a horrible mistake by quitting my job. And I just said, okay, universe, give me a sign. Just show me a feather. That's all. Just a feather. Dude, I've had so many feathers showing up randomly every day. Feathers stuck to my car. Feathers appearing in my hand out of nowhere. Like, feathers. I guess I'm on the right path. So, coming back, I guess maybe I have visitors bringing me feathers. But regardless, I'm getting feathers.
You asked the question, right?
I did.
You asked the question, and they said, we have to make sure she understands, because you know what? And so we have to give it to her like major, because we need to get her to understand that we are here. We do listen, and we are here to support her, because that's where, you know, you and I have that in common. I love feathers.
Mm-hmm.
I have feathers around me everywhere. And when a feather shows up, if I'm out, And I've told you this. I pick up that feather, I thank them, and I put it in my car. It's in my car. So I'm always in the presence of, you know, the angel realm. And just by the connection of looking at the feather, and you described it perfectly because you said feathers come out of nowhere. How is that? How? I mean, really? Unless you experience it, you're not going to believe it.
It's almost creepy because it's literally out of nowhere.
Yes, I know. But you know what? Even though that was the beginning, it may have a little creepiness to it. But now, how does it feel? How does it make you feel when that feather shows up?
It's like an affirmation. Yes, I am still on the right path. It's still dark, and I still don't know where I'm going, but it's the right path, so I'm just going to stay on it. And
yes,
trust the process.
Yes, yes. And the word trust is major. That's the major
mm-hmm.
word. And the fact that you can say that, you can say that in this situation is a major thing because, you know, one of the things to share for a minute, you know, when I'm working with someone or I'm even just talking and being of service to somebody, and obviously I was guided to them for a reason because we end
mm-hmm.
up standing there like 45 minutes to an hour talking. And so, you know, I say to them, I say, listen, don't trust me. Well, you know, I don't know if I said that to you in conversation once or twice, but I say that to people, don't trust me. And they look at me like, what are you talking about not to trust you? All this that we're talking about, all this that you share. Because I say, listen, I don't want you to trust me. Trust heaven. Trust a higher source. Trust the universe that what I need to be the messenger to let you know about will flow through me so that I can pass it on to you. And that's, you know, just give me the benefit of the doubt, but trust the universe that what is coming through me is actually there to benefit your life in a lot of different ways. And then they
mm-hmm.
go, oh, that makes sense. Because you know what? I don't take any responsibility on somebody else's soul because none of us, no one can save another soul. However, I do take major responsibility in the guidance that I give other people because I live what I preach, so to speak, you know, and it's
right.
important for us to do. So it goes back to, you know, Maya Angelou, and a lot of people don't do this either. You know, she uses, you know, this quote, when you know better, you do better. And people need to understand that means by action. You need to put action to what you're doing because you're talking about it, but you're not being about it. And so
right.
there you go with your phrase, be, just be, just be. So that being said, with the feathers and everything, in your experience, how do you define God?
I don't know. I was raised in the church. My dad was a preacher. And it just didn't fit with me. So I'm on a little journey there. I'm on an exploration. But I'm not ruling anything out. Let's just put it that way.
And I'm glad you reminded me about that because those of us that have that kind of experience, the last thing we want to do is get in the family business. You know what I'm saying? And go, whoa. And I know because I'm with you on that too. But you know what? You have a loving father. Tiffany, go ahead on your journey. Go ahead and do all these things because everything you go and do, everything that looks like you failed at, everything looks like you didn't complete, everything is important on this journey so that you can get to the point and that crossroad, that threshold to connect back and come back into the family business. And I'm not talking about your biological parents. I'm talking about what I'm just saying right now. I'm talking about God because that's my version of it because God says, honey, I love you because I'm all about the love. Go out here and have fun. Enjoy your life. You're young. Have a good time. But at some point, I'm going to call you back in. And then at that point, I need you to come into the family business. So when we align with God's plan and God's plan for our life, our spiritual path and our spiritual assignments, our spiritual mission, whatever it is, that's getting back in line with the family business because we are all connected as children of light. In this, in that oneness, that's how we show up, and that's where the power is. So you know what, Tiffany? I know that God is aligned for amazing people to help support you where you are and all the newness that are coming to you and all the things that will be birthed in the 2016. And I believe that you're just on, you're on a new level, and it's going to pour out, and you're going to be like, whoa, this is crazy, because we're going to talk a little bit more about that in a little bit. It's just so powerful. And I, you know what, I tell you what, when that happens, you know, there's no other way you can ignore that. Uh-oh, there's something to this thing. There's something happening to this thing, you know. So just continue, like you say, to do, you know, what you're doing and to stay in that path. And if for some reason, you know, it definitely doesn't feel right, you know that, you know, and it's showing up in different ways, you go, ooh, this stuff, that ain't working, then that's when you know, okay, well, let's put that to the side. Maybe I'm not supposed to do that right now, and that's how that show up. But when the green light is on, and you know I'm all about the green, green love, when the green light is on, that means go. That means keep it moving and go. So one of the things I want to talk about now is to talk about the business and talk about with you sharing your background of your education and your early life in Vermont. And, you know, this 10 years at a job that you just didn't like.
Right.
Talk to me and let us know, you know, what motivated you. I mean, we get it, but talk to us. What motivated you to start this business, Inner B?
Honestly, it was kind of a stumbling, winding little path. Because what I originally planned on doing was opening a meditation center down in the energy corridor for white-collar workers who were stressed out. Because meditation is really becoming more widespread, especially among Silicon Valley and various levels of white-collar worker. Actually, some of the MBA programs are starting to teach meditation and mindfulness as a tool for business people. So I thought, hey, I'll just have little rooms and they can come in and they can meditate and then, you know, go back to work. So that was my plan when I left my other job. And then I thought, well, I could throw some aromatherapy in there because that would be nice and relaxing. So I started studying aromatherapy. And that was like a big whoa, because I had no idea how much it would affect me on how many levels. It was just mind-blowing. So I'm doing that. I'm doing the meditation stuff, but I could never find a place to open. Never financing never worked. Nothing ever worked. So I was just, I didn't know what to do. And then somewhere along the way, I had a conversation with my sister about Reiki. She brought up Reiki, and so I looked into it, and it was just like, boom, it just kept coming up again. Just follow it. Comes up, just follow it. So
right.
Then I started combining the aromatherapy, the spiritual aspect of the essential oil with the Reiki, and it's just really powerful. So that's, I guess, how I got where I am.
Well, there you – yes, I believe so, my friend, because – definitely you had one more aspect, one more tool that you needed to put in the mix, and it took your sister to connect you to that. And, you know, when that happens, when that kind of connection happens, I call that God instance instead of a coincidence, the God instance. When that happens, it's so powerful. You go, whoa. And then the door, the green light happens, and everything just flows right on through. And that's what we've been talking about. You know, when that green light, when that feeling and those butterflies, whatever, how it comes to you, as long as it's not, you know, turning your stomach up in a knot, then that's not for you. Then you keep moving forward, because, you know, there's something there powerful for you, and it's going to benefit you as well as always. And far most important, benefits others. So what are the values that you would like to share for people to understand about you? What is it, what are your values that are best for people to know about you?
The values, like my personal values?
You know what? Values are pretty basic because, yeah, you're going to apply them in business and in your personal life, like for one, you know, integrity.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Those type of things. Those are the basic values that you use throughout the course of your life. And, you know, because you know what? Sometimes we have to change them out because we have bad experiences with relationships and situations. We go, whoa, you know what? I need to put a little bit more boundary, a healthy boundary around me, not to let people need to come in and take advantage of the situation. So this is how we come up with our core value system, you know. So is there anything that you want to share about the business that people can relate to as far as your core values?
Well, I guess I value justice and honesty and balance. So when I'm helping someone, when someone comes to me, I'm not just trying to help them with their sore arm. I'm trying to dig down gently and find out what their other needs are spiritually, emotionally. And people find me a very good listener. They just want to talk to me because I have that respect. I respect everybody. So that's actually helpful when trying to help them, you know, to find out the source of their problems rather than just, you know, one sore muscle or what have you. So.
And that's a part of it. That's definitely
yeah.
a major part of it because that's another skill besides meditation is listening. And that's in that meditation form. So when you finally connect to really meditating, you're able to be in that space and listen to what people are saying so that you can maybe not verbatim recite what they said, but you connect the words that are powerful, that resonates with them. So you let them know, okay, this is what I believe you said. You da-da-da-da-da-da-da. And then when they go, yes, that's exactly what I said, people feel more appreciated.
People feel unseen. That's a big
yes.
thing in our society today. No one feels seen. So I try very hard to see people, and I accept them, whatever they bring to the table. I see them, I
yes.
accept them, and I respect that. So
yes.
I think people
that's
really
powerful.
Feel that about me. So
yes. And that's a powerful way to be. So definitely that is definitely a major core value in your business and your business ethics because that's what you're describing, your business ethics. So
mm-hmm.
what about your business makes you most proud?
Well, what I'm doing right now is I have meetups every week, usually sometimes twice a week. And not every week is busy, but when it works, you know, the stars align correctly, I have 3, 4, or 5 people come and create connection. The space that I'm in is just very welcoming. And
yes.
the people that have come, it's a safe place to talk and a safe place to share. And people just connect with each other face-to-face, which is not something that you find right now. It's really
yes.
hard to just be in a small, safe space. So
yes.
it's not directly related to my business. I don't make money off that part, but that's still my favorite part
right
now, is the connections
right?
that I'm creating, no, or part
yes.
of creating. I don't.
Yes, I get it. You know I get it. I mean, that's important. You're doing something because you're being an actor of service to others, and you're letting them, as you say, okay, this is going to be crazy. You're just letting them be, because they're
mm-hmm.
at inner be, and they're able. I'm telling you, we're showing up You know, and that's powerful. And you said it, in the day of social media, you know, and less people wanting to make that personal connection outside of the wrong way to do it, which is why I obviously chosen this role, given this role, assigned this role as a relationship coach and a spiritual matchmaker, because you know what? Everybody out here, all of us here to be seekers and want to make that powerful connection with someone. Just the way they're doing it, they're making connections with a lot of people, but they're not powerful.
Right.
So, you know, it's important when you, like you said, someone sees you and they're listening with a mindful intention to be there and to help you. And you know what? That's the reason why I'm doing this show, because this is not for me. I'm not doing it for me. I can talk to myself and be okay. You know what I'm saying? I don't know that. The thing is that the amazing people like yourself that I meet on this journey are in my path for a reason, and I don't believe this is our first time meeting. Maybe our first time meeting in this lifetime, but we're coming back for a reason because we're where we need to be. And so that being said, this is a platform to allow those friends, those mentors and spiritual partners to come on to share their journey and to also share what they're doing to help humanity.
Right.
And so that's why I'm doing this, because, again, this is one of those things that, you know, I'm not making no money off of this. And that's okay, because this is not about that. Because you know what?
Right.
Everything I do in free will and with the open heart, the higher source, the universe, God, he blesses me. I receive blessings. I'm able to do what I do. I have a steady abundance and prosperity coming through my life. And in that, I am so grateful and I am so thankful for, which sustains me to be able to do what I'm doing today. And so, you know what? It's amazing, and it's a powerful, powerful thing. So I want people to understand and kind of get a little bit more insight on some of the products. I'm switching gears. Some of the products that you have, that what is amazing to me is that everything is homemade, is just natural and organic. And I see, you know, you also have bath salts. You have room sprays, which mine is working very perfectly. I'll be using it tomorrow after community Reiki share. you know, you have luxurious lotions. You have lip balms, which I'm still using. You have spritzers. So tell us a little bit of how you came about, you know, which product to focus on to be able to have available to potential clients.
Well, some of it is just products that anybody might use. You know, there's muscle rub because people work out, they get sore. Lip balm, everybody needs lip balm. Just different little things like that. If someone doesn't want to go full force into sitting down with me and having, because I can personalize anything. I can make baths for, you know, your grief and lip balm for your, I don't know, happiness. I'm just picking things out, you know.
you personalize. You just said it. You personalize to the customer's needs, and
that
is awesome. And I, you know, I've seen you at work. Like I say, I have this spray, and you know some personal things of certain essential oils that resonates with me really, really strongly, and you were able, you know what you did? You basically put my signature on it. That's what you're doing with people. You're putting their own signature on it that connects with their own DNA to support them right where they are so that they can get the optimist effects of support from it. And girl, you
well, and different people need different oils at different times in their lives.
Yes,
so,
yes,
and
yes.
And then some people can't use certain oils. Like I have a seizure disorder. I can't use rosemary. I can't use eucalyptus. There's just a bunch that I can't use because it will exacerbate the seizure disorder. There's people
right.
with high blood pressure shouldn't use lemon. So there's different things like that. So when,
wow.
when I'm working with a client, I have to sit down and go,
yes.
okay, what medication are you on? What health problems do you have? Before we even
yes.
start talking about anything else,
right.
we gotta, so I can rule out, okay, don't use this, don't use that.
Right.
But then there's also oils that, I mean, they may be good for your cough, but they also help with depression. So I find like three or four things that are affecting them right now. Two if I have to, but three or four if I can. Because then I try
mm-hmm.
to find three or four oils that work for each of those. So it's good for your back pain, it's good for your cough, and it's good for your depression. You know, one oil can be good for all three of those. And then you find
yes.
three or four oils that are good for all three, and you blend them
mm-hmm.
together, making
right.
sure that they smell good to the person. Because
right.
if it doesn't smell
smell
good, you're not going to use it.
Major.
So,
yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then
smell
different people like different smells.
Of it.
So,
yes.
right, like
yes.
vetiver.
Yes.
It's a very
mm-hmm.
strong oil. I can't stand it. My daughter loves it. So it's very personal. It's a
yes.
very personal
yes.
thing.
Yes.
So
yes.
you do all that, and then you put it in a bath or an oil or what have you,
mm-hmm.
so that that,
mm-hmm.
that client can use it from then on. But,
you
anyway.
Know what just hit me right now? It's something hit me right now, and I'm gonna say it right on air. But before I go there, I'm gonna go back to what you shared before. You know that 10 years of training you was in at a job that you didn't really care about. I can
uh-huh.
see how powerful and that 10 years. Has equipped you to do what you're doing today. Because the fact that
it's
you
true.
Can talk to someone and ask them these medical questions and you understand the connection, mind, body, and spirit connection, and say,
mm-hmm.
okay, alleviate that, let's focus on this, that's what I'm talking about. So, girl, I'm telling you, that 10
right.
years, oh, my goodness, it was powerful. So that being said, let me switch gears. What you're
okay.
saying, you know, doing aromatherapy, what I need you to do is get with me so we can put a perfume liner together or something.
Hey, it can work. We'll come up with something.
I'm telling you, I'm serious, because that's what's coming to me right now while I'm talking. I'm like, you know what? We need to sit down. Do one of our little sit-down meetings and have some nice treats and stuff like that.
I'm
and,
just going to make you
just,
smell all my oils. I have a lot. You have
okay.
to everything
well, I'm
one
serious because I definitely would love to do that. And you know what? You know what I say? I'm a guinea pig. So I want to start on me. I want something
okay.
that's a signature for myself, because one of the things, too, I wanted to mention is, you know, when you say about the smell, also our own body scent affects that.
Mm-hmm.
And so what may work for somebody else, you know, when we're dealing with perfumes, may not smell the same on somebody else. You know?
Oh, I can tell you. Most perfume, when I put it on, smells like that cheap Barbie stuff you get when you're a kid. After I put it, like, it'll smell great in the bottle, and I put it on, and it smells terrible. So, yeah, I'm all about essential oil perfume.
Oh, my God,
yeah.
yes. That just, I don't know why, but obviously I'm listening to it, I'm taking everything in, and that's what I'm hearing in my head, like, perfume, perfume, perfume. And I know that it will be powerful. So, like, okay, so I'm going to have to put that in on my bucket list. Okay, work with Tiff on a perfume cologne. So, you know, I mean, this is what's so exciting. And with all the stuff that's going on, you know, now we can talk about what you're going to be doing in November. You are
oh yeah,
wonderful stuff that's happening at the Wellness Center in Houston. We're in Houston, people. Sorry about the rest of where you are, but we're focusing on Houston right now. And to talk about this upcoming holistic fair that you're going to be the sponsor and co-facilitator. I'm one of the co-facilitators, and our lovely spirit sister, soul sister, Linda was on last week with me on the show, and we were talking about it then. Let's talk about, share with the listeners what's going on, and, you know, give us the information, because I'm definitely going to be putting out there and sharing it. And you know, all this that we're talking about, there's going to be a lot more, but talk to the listeners and let them know about this fair that's coming up in November.
Well, we're having a health fair, like you said, but it's not just a big pile of people with tables. We're going to have some vendors with tables in a boutique kind of setting. And we're also going to have speakers throughout the day, some speaking, some demonstrating, so that people can pick up some wisdom, come in, learn a bunch, buy a few things, have some snacks. We've got crafts for the kids that are nice and holistic and awesome. And all in all, it's going to be a really cool weekend. It's going to be on Saturday and Sunday. And that's November, gosh, I don't have my calendar, November 14th or 17th?
14th, yes.
Something like that.
14th and 15th, yep, you're right. Yes, yes.
Okay.
And you know what? We are having fun. And I say, and one of the things, and I've been enjoying myself, but one of the things on my journey is that, and you talk about this, and definitely in mind, body, spirit medicine, as I call it, balance is a big key. Balance is a big key. And so we're so used to and so programmed to work, 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 work. And a lot of us don't take the time out to have some fun, to balance it out. So
absolutely.
For me, I mean, I used to do that more on the regular, but, you know, obviously, you know, I'm in, as I call, you know, Heaven's Corporation, and I'm having a good time, but it's serious work, you know? But I'm like, you know what? I want to have a little bit of fun. Let's celebrate. Let's have a good time. You know what I'm saying? A little bit of music, a little bit of food or socializing. And this is just one of those events that I'm looking so forward to bring not only people together, but bring families together, bring like-minded people together. If you don't understand the process of aligning with your spiritual path, your journey, your spiritual assignment, or you asking that basic question of why am I here, what is my purpose, this is the event you want to be at, because this event is not, like she said, it's not going to be, Tiff, you said it, it's not going to be like your typical holistic event. It's a boutique event, so it's going to be even more personal. And not, we're, you know, in this, you know, we're looking at having some powerful people to come through, and not one person is going to do necessarily the same thing. It may be under the same umbrella, but they have their own tweak. They have their own uniqueness to what they do. And that's where you say, okay, well, God bless them with that specific gift. And, you know, that's how it shows up. So I'm just like, you know, this is just going to be a wonderful thing. And you know what? Right now, if anybody would like information, because they're going to be tickets and they're going to be so affordable, people, that you can't believe it. I don't know if you want to share that information now, but I do want to say that if you're in a position and you have something unique and holistic and you want to be a vendor involved in this event, please reach out to Tiffany. And you can do that by email, or you can do that through her website. And her email is Tiff, T-I-F, Keith, K-E-I-T-H, at inner-b, .org. And that's www.inner-b.org. This information will be put out there as we get it in line and get it together and be putting it out there, so you'll be able to see and find out more about the holistic fair. And before we actually go into, you know, that weekend, we're all going to come back on and we're all going to, you know, pump up this weekend and talk more about exactly the guest speakers and the other activities that are going to be going on that we know, so that if you just want to come in on a specific day, you're going to be able to do that. But it's going to be affordable for you to come and do both days, because we want you to have a well-rounded experience. And would you agree with that, Tiffany?
Absolutely.
All righty. We're on the same page, and that's what's requirement, just to be on the same page and stay on the same page. So I want to wrap it up a little bit, and I want to kind of bring a close to it by asking you some more questions, but questions that are profound questions that, you know what, we hear these questions, and everybody's answer may be a little different, and then you'll be surprised. And that sometimes it's like almost I'm doing a poll, because I want to see, are we all on the same page, you know what I'm saying, doing this work. Mm-hmm. So one of the questions I want to ask you is, first of all, because one of your values is justice, and I'm there with you, define what is freedom?
Freedom is responsibility, actually. You have the ability to do good or bad, and you choose to do good. I guess that's the right use of freedom. But the ability to choose is freedom.
Yes, and you know what? That's powerful. Because when we choose the right way, guess what? We create change. And change only can begin. It doesn't begin outside of us, people. You guys are worried about all these other groups. Oh, they need to change. They need to do this. Forget all that. What it is a personal quest. Where you want change to show up, guess what? Start with home. Start with yourself. And when you start changing and understanding what needs to change within you to be a better person, so you can be in a role to be able to be a protector of the human species, guess what? Mm-hmm. Then you can be an influence on your family and your community, and then all of humanity, to create positive change by your one choice. That what you do today affects so much tomorrow. Cause and effect, a duality, is so important. So that is so amazingly important when it comes to change. And you don't hear nobody talking about it. I mean, the very first thing is we need to acknowledge the elephant in the room. I call it the pink elephant. You know, if you're in a room, you see a pink elephant, you're like, whoa. But see, a lot of us are not calling the pink elephant out. We have to call the pink elephant out and say it is in the room. And then we need to take it on an individual level, and we need to go within ourselves, not outside of ourselves, in ourselves, and look at, okay, how can I be better? How can I be better so that I can help in this change that is a coming? Because change is a coming. We are definitely in shifts right now in this world. A lot of stuff is going on, and you know what? But we have everything we need. We have everything we need to help humanity get on track. But you know what's going to take? It's going to take doing things one person at a time to reach this big world of people that live on this planet that's called Earth. So that being said, what in your mind would be your response to what the world needs? What does the world need right now?
Well, it needs all of us to go inside ourselves and listen and find out what we can change in ourselves to shine our lights. Because you can't change anybody else. You can't. All you can do is give them an example.
That's right. Yes. But you know, there's a whole lot of people trying to do that. If I can just change you to be the way I need you to be, everything's going to be good. You know what? That's called an illusion.
There's some things, you know, we can change laws that say, hey, you know, you women can vote now, or you can't kill your wife. But
well,
that's superficial.
Somebody hit that
it's not changing the people. It's changing some people's behavior and giving them consequences, but you're not changing who they are. All you can do is set them
right.
an example.
Exactly. And again, that's what you're describing, you know, putting in the law, because it's about putting things in place on a global level. And that's why
right.
we have policies and government and things like that. We won't go no further than there, because I can say other things that are not positive, but we're not going to go there on that. This is not one of those
things.
Well,
and for all that we have said against, you know, the amount of face-to-face time and connection that we have with the internet and all, you know, all our little digital devices, at the same time, it can be so encouraging because
yes.
you can see other people across the world also shining their lights that you would
yes.
never know were out there if we didn't
yeah.
have the internet. So it's a mixed blessing. But
yes, it is. It is. It is.
You've got to
and
take
you know
it for what?
What
it is, I guess.
Yes. Tiffany, it's the the worldly alignment of the manifestation of the universal mind, or
mm-hmm.
the book of life, or the Ashford record. I mean, we're talking about send an email and it gets to that person in seconds. You know what I'm saying? And so
mm-hmm.
this is a model. It's a model. We thank Steve Jobs for his wonderful, amazing mind to be able to take this and bring it on this kind of a level where we are. Because, you know, all of us that are living today, and from the way I understand it and what I've read about and what makes sense, is that we're all here at this moment in time that's ordained for a reason, because we all have something that we've been able to carry through our DNA with all the generations that have come before us to this very moment. And you know, some people might go, wait a minute, I don't know about that because there's a whole lot of bad stuff. Listen, know that at this moment is your moment, and there's something
mm-hmm.
that you can do to impact somebody else's life. And then it's yes. You know, giving a homeless person a dollar and
right.
not questioning and doing an unconditional love and not putting judgment on it. As, oh, he should go get a job or she should, whatever. Listen, just that act of service will be seen and, you know what, have a ripple effect in your life. And it feels good.
Even just make a practice of making eye contact and smiling.
Yes. Yeah,
you don't have to smile.
So
make
many.
Eye contact.
There's so
people
many
walk by
doesn't
each other.
Cost you anything. Yeah,
yeah, and they don't
mm-hmm.
see each
yes.
other, so they're just
yes.
endless streams of
yes.
robots. But you take a
yes.
moment and you meet someone's eyes, and
yes.
you don't know what a difference that can make in their day. To have
so
someone
true.
See them, it's huge.
Yes. See me, right. So true. It's so right. And you know what? It reminds me kind of a couple of situations that you find that in where people don't see you because they're in their
mm-hmm.
own mind is when you're actually working out, maybe at a gym or something,
mm-hmm.
and, you know, most people don't see you because they're doing their own thing, or you're out running. And if you see somebody running, some people have two things going on. They will have their sunglasses on. They will be dark. And you not
mm-hmm.
can't make the connection with the eyes, or they will have, you know, the music going, and you know that's fine. And if they don't have sunglasses on, they still going to make sure that it's like you're not there to just acknowledge you and do the simple thing that you said, smile.
Right.
Just smile. You
well,
know,
and
or
even
motion your mouth high. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So those are
when you're going through your day and you're at a grocery store, because having been in retail, I can tell you that a lot of the people that come through do not
yes.
treat the staff there like they're human beings.
No.
So
yeah.
when you're at a store or at a restaurant or walking through the mall and you see somebody, a cleaning staff person, they're a person. Take a
yes.
moment, smile, thank them. You
yes.
can see their faces light up because somebody...
Oh, yeah.
paid attention
oh, yeah.
and saw that they were a human being with pain
yes.
and needs, and it's amazing.
It is, and
so,
especially if you're in your place of work and you do that
mm-hmm.
and you get to know that person, know your office is going to be immaculate. It's going to smell good. And you know what? If somebody's trying to come up at you with some nonsense, they're going to let you know. I'm telling you, they will mm-hmm. let you know. That is somebody to have on your side. That is somebody to acknowledge. And so it goes such a long way. And it's amazing. And everything that you're saying is, you know, is so on point. And it doesn't cost you anything to do these things. It doesn't cost mm-hmm. you anything. And that's what's also amazing. So there's many ways that we can step forward and be an act of service. So we're about ready to wrap this up. And I have one more powerful question for you to end out this interview today. If you could ask God, the universe, the source, one question, what would it be today?
Well, it's a question I'm asking anyway. What's my next step?
Okay.
Well, I don't need to know about. Need to know about 10 years from now. I just need to know what my next step is. That's all I need.
Okay.
And because I've learned not to worry about what I can't do anything about it. Don't tell me what I don't need to know yet. I don't need to know. Just I need my next step. That's all.
Right. Yeah. And you know, I'm on the outside looking in. I do see some things happening and good things. And, you know, mm-hmm. not only that you have some really supportive people stepping forward that care truly and want you to be successful, want you to feel successful, want to uplift you. And, again, one more plug, you know, this upcoming November Holistic Fair, if you are mm-hmm. in Houston or you are in the surrounding cities of Houston or even the surrounding states of Houston and you want to do a weekend thing and get away and take a drive, come into Houston. It's going to be on the northwest side of Houston. Most things are downtown, but this is an open opportunity. Come join us. Come meet myself. Come meet Tiffany. Come meet the other speakers and the other vendors that are going to be there, because this is where we need to be. Like-minded people need to come together. And I thank you so much. My heart loves you, Tiffany. And I know that all is going to be well. You know, it's all going to work out to the highest good for you, for your family, for Inner B, for everyone that you work with. It's going to work out.
Always. Always will.
Always. And
I thank you so much for having me on the show.
It was, as always, talking with you. My pleasure. And I look forward to speaking with you soon, because I know we will be doing that. And, definitely. Just have a good evening and just enjoy this night. And I will talk to you soon. Thank you so much.
All righty. Thank you. Bye.
I tell you, listeners, you know, That was powerful. And you know what? I like Tiffany's energy, because she brings that calmness, that stillness. And you know, definitely, you know, it's important for us to have at least one person in our lives that can have that aura to them, that feel to them. So I really hope you enjoyed that interview with Tiffany Keith. And, you know, here next week is going to be an amazing guy. He's a returning guest, Pastor Alan Hunter. Let me get it right. Pastor Alan Hunter. And I nicknamed him the Transformer. He is minister of music, worship leader, and, of course, a pastor. You know, that show is all going to be about calling in people to call into the show. And we're taking calls live from the listeners. That means you call in to the show, and we are going to be here to help you with whatever the questions that you have. If it's about religion, if it's about spirituality, is about relationships, whatever it is, whatever issues that you're going through and you need some love and support, you want to call in to the show next week, because this is where we're going to be, and it's going to be a powerful time for us. And I'm going to give you that guest call-in number. It is area code 516 516-453-9357. One more time, 516-453-9357. Going to be here on the show next week with Pastor Alan Hunter, the Transformer. So all that being said, I close the show with, I believe I can change the world in my soul, one person at a time. Every person, every soul in the universe join hearts and souls in oneness to create love, peace, and harmony in ourselves, our families, our organizations, our cities, our countries, Mother Earth, every planet, star, and galaxy, and every universe. Blessings to all in love and light.